Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a juicy little Tuesday. It is your sports bros. I am Rob.
Sada.
That's me. Big Sook's right over there.
Right here.
Look at him. And there is Ryan Buckley, our sprint tri-cat.
Look at him go.
He won bronze. If you weren't with us yesterday, he finished third among three Clydesdales his first sprint try ever.
So. I don't like that you keep...
And he got the bronze medal.
Needling that.
But although he's not clanking today.
No, that's so true. I could be, though.
I want you to be proud of that third place
finish. I am.
Yes.
Well, he is. Yeah, he said he has said as much.
It was funny, though, that I was informed by my stepdad that I had won third place. And that's when I texted you guys that I won third place. And it wasn't brought to my attention until hours later that there weren't more than three in my class.
I mean, if I, as a noted and an important newsman, if I tell people that, but if I just say it this way, Buckley finished third amongst Clydesdales in his first ever sprint try, that's a little misleading.
Why? Why is it misleading?
Because there were only three Clydesdales.
No. Let me ask you a question. Yes or no? You're a man of truth.
That's right.
You report
that
the news.
Is my
no spin.
Core value.
So
truth.
Let me ask you: did Ryan Buckley?
Yes, he did.
Finish third.
Yes.
So is there in any way an
context,
untruth to Ryan Buckley finishing third in the Clydesdale division?
It's not that I'm lying. It's that I am not telling all
the
of
full
the facts.
Story.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah. And I am a neutered nose man.
A neutered nose man.
That's right. And
well, a neutered nose man would have had the follow up third of how many, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a detail that is important.
Just know, Buckley, that I am more of Fox News, and that I will put the spin.
He'll leave it out to make it sound different than it really is.
I'll just say, I when someone comes to me, I'll be like, "What? I reported the news accurately that you are indeed a bronze Clydesdale guy."
That's right.
And he does have a medal, and it was clanking off of his other medal, both of which he was wearing yesterday.
And I did still finish ahead of 38 people in that race.
Also,
thank you.
Look, this is a very, that's an important detail.
And 13 men.
This also, I would like to point out, it is not going to be a one-off.
No.
Buckley is going to do another sprint try, or at least he says he is. Yeah. I'll believe it when I see it. But
I think I'm going to.
And next time, Buckley, we're going to get you some clip-in pedals.
Yeah, probably.
That are going to help on the bike. We're going to get you a real bike.
My God,
that thing you were riding was like, I didn't want to say anything.
It's fine. It was a hand-me-down.
It wasn't.
I got it from the back of my stepdad's garage, and it did the trick.
Buckley, it wasn't fine.
Dude, he finished third.
I asked Buckley, I said, hey, do you want to borrow my bike? And he was like,
I felt immense pressure borrowing your bike. I thought I would do something to harm something that I couldn't afford to fix.
And then when I saw the bike you were riding, I didn't have the heart to be like, oh my God.
I'm sure it's at least 10 years old.
Well, it's not just that. Dude, that, I don't know what that was.
It was a Trek something.
It pained me. So just the next time alone, we're going to improve your time immensely. There's a silver in your future. I believe in you. Unlike
there's certainly a sub 2 hour time.
Unlike
in my
the
future.
Noted news nose whatever
noted nose man
noted nose man. I just report the facts, okay? And those are the facts. Well, it's over for our Beavers.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
It didn't go well today.
No. Go Beavers! How about that?
It looked as if they were going to pull it out.
1 for 15 with runners.
They
in scoring
probably
position.
Should have pulled it out.
Yes.
They did not, though.
So they were down by two going into the top of the ninth.
They're down by three.
Oh,
Because Louisville had added one on. It was 5-3, and then it was 6-3.
Yeah, so they led off the top of the ninth with a solo home
run. Iva Arquette home run.
Yes, and so they're down by two. And then they load the bases with nobody out. And you're like, oh my God, they're going to do it again. They hit a weak grounder to the shortstop, and you're like, oh no. The Oregon State guy jumps over the ball at the right time. The Louisville shortstop boots it, goes into left field, two-run score, tie ball game. Now Oregon State has three outs just to scratch across one more run. No. Remember I said 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position? There you go. Then they go to the bottom of the ninth, tied. They walk a guy, catcher's interference. Then they have an error on a bunt and load the bases with nobody out, and Louisville hits a sack fly.
Dude, it was an absolute mess.
Yes.
And
on both sides.
The fact that they can't get a runner in, I mean, it is shocking.
There's nobody out, right?
Nobody out.
It is comically bad how bad how silent their bats went.
It was bad.
In the whole College World Series. I mean, they only had, I think they ended up having maybe one or two hits with runners in scoring position the whole time.
I want to say it was 1-for-20. It's like 1-for-22, 1-for-23. Yeah.
That's crazy. That ain't going to get it done.
No, it's not. But just the idea that you had that dramatic comeback, Louisville gives you a gift, and you can't scratch across one extra run to give yourself the lead. And then the walk, the catcher interference, and booting of the bunt. I mean,
you know what's also amazing to me? Is that
you loaded the bases and you didn't give up a hit.
Well, Louisville tried to not win
Louisville
it, too.
Louisville tried.
But what's amazing to me is that in baseball, particularly college baseball, really all you need to do is put the ball in play.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like Little League. They're going to boot it around. Just put the pressure
especially
on the defense.
Late. Yeah.
Yes, especially late. And Oregon State did that with the shortstop. Shortstop Bill Buckner won to allow the tying runs to score in the ninth.
Yeah.
So and they couldn't do that. And then Louisville tried to not do that in the bottom of the ninth, but then Oregon State helped them by walking guys and making an error.
Well,
what a mess.
The idea of the bottom of the ninth inning and you loaded the bases and you didn't give up a hit, that stings.
Yes.
You know.
Well, I don't think they get – wasn't it a sack fly?
Yeah,
so they never gave up a hit the whole bottom of the ninth.
The bottom of the ninth, they did not give up a hit.
A walk.
Catcher interference.
Error on the bunt.
And then sack fly.
That's how the game ended.
God.
It's a pretty tough way to give it up.
There was a strikeout there when the bases were loaded. They struck out the first guy, and you were like, oh my God, can they get a double play? And all Louisville needed was a routine.
Well, at that point, if you had succeeded like in just converting the sacrifice that they were trying to give up, you would have had your third out.
Yeah. Well, and that's all Oregon State needed to do. They had three opportunities, and all they had to do was put a ball into the outfield on a routine fly, and they would have gotten the winning run across the board. And it just didn't.
You know what, Maya?
Didn't happen.
I'm going to start a college baseball team.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a freaking lights out closer because nobody can close out a game for their life. But we're also, all we're going to do is teach them to hit the ball into the ground and run. Well, that's it. And I bet you we win the title.
Well, there is an element like, a lot of times they do this in hockey when things aren't going really well, they just say put the puck towards the net. It just weird stuff happens.
Put the ball in play.
And that's a lot of college baseball. Is just put the ball in play and put the onus on the other team to make plays.
I want 9 college Ichiros.
Just slapping out there.
Yeah. And good defense.
And
that's
it. I like where you go. Well, and that's the thing is Oregon State has prided themselves on good defense, but this College World Series, I think they committed more errors than any other team. They
did
not play clean baseball.
They just didn't play well enough.
No, they didn't play well enough.
So now Louisville goes on to play Coastal Carolina. Yeah. Gotta beat them twice. The Chanticleers.
Yeah, the and don't get it wrong, otherwise the manager will get all pissy at you.
And UCLA, Arkansas playing right meow.
Yeah.
And the winner of that plays LSU and has
2-0
to beat them.
Hogs.
The Omahogs are leading.
Oh, I like that.
Right now.
Yeah.
So that's the latest from the College World Series.
By the way, Arkansas should 100% trademark Omahogs.
Can they?
Yeah, why not?
Did you hear the latest trademark news?
The Me Bounds, right?
Yeah!
Wait, what?
So somebody made a joke on Twitter because Angel Reese was like the fastest player ever in the WNBA history to achieve 500 points and 500 rebounds. And someone said, well, that shouldn't count because like 30% of those rebounds are off her own misses.
Yeah.
They should be called another category called Me Bounds, where it's just her misses that she's rebounding. Well, she saw that. She made an Instagram post about it. Now she's filed trademark on Mebounds.
Yeah. Angel Reese is trying to lean, because everyone hates her and is making fun of her because she sucks and she's really sensitive. So she's trying to lean into the it doesn't bother me. And it's not working. The Sports Live guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this, but there's
who are those guys?
You may have seen this.
Yeah, it's a group of people and they gamble and then they make fun. They make fun little videos.
So they're the ones that have been doing that. Angel Reese misses her first shot of the game.
Yes.
Prop that's been great theater every time.
They've hit like 75%
seven
of the time.
10 or something like that. Yeah.
And they just and so it's just mocking Angel Reese. Angel Reese has sent them a cease and desist letter.
Yeah.
So even though she claims that nothing bothers her.
Yeah, she's leaning into the Mebounds, but not them celebrating her her misses.
So Angel Reese is quickly becoming the I would say the least liked professional athlete, and I think it's fantastic.
Who holds that crown?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Rogers is probably pretty high up there right now.
Yeah.
He's not likable. I'm trying to think who else is just kind of universally mocked. Angel Reese, by the way, might be number one.
A lot of people hate Draymond Green.
Yeah, people hate Draymond. That's a good one. A
lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Yeah, someone else saying, yeah, we have Hog Tua and Omaha. The Razorbacks need to be. There's great stuff. Coming out of Arkansas.
Okay, will the Panthers win? You have to say it in hockey. You have to say hoist.
Yeah, you got
to
hoist the cup.
Will they hoist another Stanley Cup tonight? And who is fired up for this guy's tenure to start in Portland? Coming up next on The Fan.
That's like horseradish.
And it makes me sad.
It is horseradish.
Well,
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
As predicted here, the Panthers can win a second straight Stanley Cup tonight.
Yes, indeed.
Or hoist it, I guess I should say.
Well, you can win it. You have to win it to hoist it. So
I know, but all the hockey bros are always saying, oh, will they hoist the cup?
That's so dumb when people get weird about technical things like that. It's like you're like a batty housewife. Like, how many points did the blue team score?
Do they have the same players as last year?
Yeah, for the most part.
Mostly.
Marshawn was a big addition for them. But yeah, the core team is the same. Bennett and Barkov and Verhaeghe. I know you're a big Verhaeghe guy.
Barfoff, am I right?
That dude.
More like Barfoff.
But yeah, Marchand was a trade deadline move from the Bruins, and he has been phenomenal.
So each player gets the cup.
Yes.
When they win.
For 24 hours.
And yeah, you get to do wild things to the cup or with the cup.
Yes, you can do whatever you want with it.
I wonder what
two guys that follow it around.
If you had it last year, I wonder how you switch up your cup celebration when you win it again the next year.
That's a good question.
My guess is you take it somewhere new. Like I actually saw a really cool documentary on like Summer with the Cup on NHL Network and what every player from a certain team did with it. And some of them took it back to their high school. Some of them took it back to their college or their hometown. My guess is whatever you didn't do with it the first time around, maybe you just go do something different.
Yeah. Or you just, you know.
Or do the same thing.
Do the same thing. I mean, there's.
Drink a bunch of beer out of it.
I think that's. Drinking the beer is the most one. I think the most common one. A lot of people eat out of it. You have a dinner or you have some cereal out of it.
And then some people, if they have new babies, will bathe them in it.
Yeah, bathe them in it.
Babies have pooped in that cup.
Take it to a club, probably.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For the ladies.
The good one is when the foreign players, like when the Russians started coming over in the 90s. Because I talked to the keeper of the cup. I've gotten to meet him a couple times. Super nice guy.
Is that the long white-haired dude?
Long white-haired guy. And he can't tell you everything, but those early Red Wings and those Russian players that would win it, when they took it back to the motherland, those are where like, whoa. Buckle
and
up.
That guy has to be with the cup,
yes,
at all times,
yes,
like within eyesight,
basically personal security.
Yeah, he's personal security. Yeah,
so if a guy wants to do it with his wife or girlfriend or a harem of women,
oh no,
and he wants the cup to be on the bed,
it's probably outside the door.
Yeah, Phil's in.
He's
the,
right
in,
outside.
He's, yeah, he's in the building, but he's not in.
Darn
there.
It.
Yeah, but Phil was.
Hey, Phil, give us a couple minutes, eh?
Yeah, Phil just had some stories about some of the venues in Russia that it went to. You're like, holy God. And it just, it's a great job.
What would you do with the cup?
Would I say I'm going to do, or what I would really do?
Well, you know the answer to that.
Yeah. I mean,
what would you really do with the cup?
I would share a lovely evening at home with the BTJ, and we would celebrate.
You'd do it with the cup?
Do it with the cup.
How would you do it with the cup? Could you describe that?
You know, maybe like kind of on top of the cup, if you will. Like you lay lay it sideways, sort of thing, maybe over the cup, you know?
Sideways. I'm trying to picture. I'm not picturing that.
No.
Could you be a little bit more
specific? I don't think we need to be more specific. Dude, that thing is going out. Like if I won that here.
Where would you take it?
In Portland. One,
Mary's.
You do a gathering at Pioneer Courthouse Square.
Oh, okay.
You do the gathering, and you let the crowd pass. My dad got to hoist the cup. Scotty Gomez, who is an Anchorage native, won it with the New Jersey Devils, and he brought it back to Anchorage, and they passed it around the crowd. My dad has a photo somewhere of him hoisting the Stanley Cup.
Stanley Cup champion, Sook's dad.
Yeah. I've gotten to touch the Stanley Cup, but they don't let you lift it. But in like that parade situation.
Well, I was there with you at that.
Yeah, I've gotten.
We did a show at Buffalo Wild Wings, of all places.
Yep.
And the cup came by. It was cool to see it.
Yeah. So I would do Pioneer Courthouse Square, do the gathering, and then it would just go, it would be a night we would go on an epic bar pub crawl, and several of those would be gentlemen's establishments. It would be one of those nights.
Pervert.
Yes. Yes.
Show that cup what a vegan strip club looks like.
I don't know.
Fill it with $2 bills.
I don't know if it, yeah, you know what, it would. Because eventually I'd bring it to Jerry's, which is my home bar. Shout out Jerry's. And then, you know, that's only a hop, skip, and a jump away from Jerry's. So, yes, at some point, maybe the end of the evening, it ends up there. And then, you know, with the cup, there's going to be an after hours place that stays open. And we're not sure where that's at, but you are getting invited to an after hours. That cup is not going to bed. That me and that cup are up till the sun comes up.
Where could you take the cup where no one would know what
Florida.
It is? No, I'm just saying, like, what, like, would you, let's say you go to a library.
Yeah.
And you sit down and you're reading a book in the library and you just set the Stanley Cup on your desk.
Yeah.
Does anybody go, oh my God, it's the cup?
Yeah. Someone in a library would, like.
Okay, so where can you go? Where no one would know.
Pennsylvania, Amish country.
Oh, okay. So go out to the.
They have no idea. You go out to Amish country, central Pennsylvania, they have no clue. None. Africa would probably be a good one. Go to the Sahara.
But what
somewhere.
About here, though? Could you go somewhere here?
No.
In Portland?
Nah.
Hockey Town USA, as they say.
It's the most recognizable trophy in
Wait, they
in,
don't say
in
that.
Sports.
But where would you try to go? Let's say you have to go. It's a bit. And I'm going to give you $1 million if you can go somewhere where nobody knows what
like
that
down
is.
Down in Arkansas or something?
I would have to
go
to
here.
Like, what's that lesbian?
Please try to pay attention.
What's the lesbian card store?
Oh, that the feminist card store?
There's
the
feminist the, lesbian
wasn't that
card
at the airport?
Store.
Yeah, that was at the airport.
Yeah, but I think they have a regular location.
Like a Portland brick and mortar?
Yeah, I think they have a Portland brick and mortar. I would take it there. I would take it to some place that it would, it'd have to be
Paper
be,
Epiphanies.
Yes, I would take it there.
There are probably a handful of live performances you could take it to, like a poetry slam or something
yeah,
like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Or just some strange band.
There you go. Like a I know down over by Moda where they used to have the if you go back, like you're going down Interstate. What's the Widmer Brothers used to be down there, and it's not there anymore. There's a I see it all the time when we're down that in that general area. There's like a rave club. Down there, I always see the people going to the rave. They're, you know,
the youngs,
and you know they're wearing like furry boots, and they've got, you know, things are glowing. I bet you if you took it there, like on a Friday, Saturday night, and you just showed up, I'm not certain that anyone would have an idea. 1-0 Panthers. This thing is over. I'm not certain they would have any idea. I think they would just think it was some sort of hipster. Like, what did you find that? Like what is that thing? That'd probably be the best place in Portland. And let me just state for the record, I hate the Panthers. They're really good, and they're going to win this, and they're already up.
It's pretty sick play by Reinhardt, though. Yeah.
Only eight teams, by the way, in the history of the NHL have won back-to-back, and they would be number 9.
What if you took it down to the Portland City Council?
Someone there would know, right?
You think so?
Someone there would know.
Does Keith Wilson know?
I would assume. He can't be like, I mean, you don't have to have any idea about sports to at least know what the Stanley
Cup is. I think your best bet is to find some place that's just a bunch of women. Seriously, I think the odds are.
Yeah, that's
why
I said. That's why I said the lesbian.
Yeah, but if you go if you go to the like the rave or the EDM, you know, like there's going to be a young bro that's like, I'm good. But if you
sports bro,
no, because it's sports bar.
Sports bro,
no,
yeah.
They probably know more about the cup than you do.
Clearly,
out there,
yeah.
But they wouldn't let you televise the hoisting of the cup.
No, I don't believe so.
No, to them it doesn't exist.
So maybe they wouldn't know what it is.
There's a, yeah, you're right. Just find the fem. There's an angry feminist spot somewhere in Portland that we're not aware of. Like, guaranteed.
What if you took it down to one of those anti-Trump protests?
Yeah, like an Antifa rally.
Oh, there's MAGA hockey bros.
Yeah,
no,
well,
anti. Like if I went to an Antifa whatever, I don't know. Do they have
club event?
Do they have a clubhouse? I don't know. What do you do in Antifa? If I went to one of those, yeah, you probably got a good chance that someone would be like, what the hell? Or maybe try to melt it down and do something with the silver.
You could take it to a little, like a fentanyl camp.
Yeah, the homeless. Homeless have any idea about hockey?
Yeah, sure. There'll be a sports fan in there.
Someone said, what are you talking about? People in Africa know about the Stanley Cup. They have tons of t-shirts with the Canadian teams that lost in the finals. That's a valid point. You just show up to like Uganda and they're like, oh my God, it's here.
Why can't they win a damn Stanley Cup? What's wrong with them?
Well, one, there's not that many teams. And for a long time, the financial situation made it very, very challenging. And there's only, I think, 7 or 8 Canadian teams. So the vast majority of the league is America. And the vast majority of players that win the cup are Canadian. But yes.
Yeah. So if Florida wins the cup, how many players on their team are Canadians?
A bunch. I mean, Marchand is Canadian. A couple of their players are Russian. Kachuk's an American. I know that. Bennett's Canadian. There's more Canadians that play a prominent role than Americans.
Yeah. So the whole idea that Canada can't win the cup is kind of a stupid.
Yes.
That's kind of a dumb bit.
Yes.
Because it's not Canada.
Yes.
Canadians are winning.
Looks like they have 8 Canadians on their team.
And how many players does a hockey team have?
They suit 23, something like that?
It's only 8? Okay.
A third of their team?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because their best player, Barkov, he's a Finn.
What is that?
Although
Colorado
Sam Bennett
Rockies?
May win the Conn Smythe, and he's Canadian.
Yeah.
All right, well, rest in peace, Oilers, although it's not over yet.
No, but Florida's just a better team than
they've got a chance. So. They're down 1-0, and if they can win this game, they get it back to Edmonton.
Yep.
So we'll see. There is a guy who the Blazers are the odds-on favorite to land him.
And?
So I just wonder how fired up you may be about this guy.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you next.
Is he an unathletic white guy?
No, he's actually not white.
Oh. Whew.
So already we're off to a good start.
There you go.
That is next. First, here's Buck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, this one tracks because, you know, it just seems like a player that the Blazers would maybe try to buy low on.
Sure.
And get. But Buckley sent me this today, and the Blazers are the odds-on favorite to land this guy. He's a former number 3 overall pick, and I will read you what Hoops Hype wrote about him.
Wait, the number 3 overall pick? So he's already in the... I thought you were talking about in the draft.
No, this is someone they would acquire either in free agency or via trade.
Can I point out that no one, and I mean no one, does failed draft picks and then tells us that they were former like lottery picks more so than the Portland Trail Blazers.
That's why I said this really tracks. This yes. this is something you could see the Blazers trying to do, go acquire this guy. But Hoops Hype wrote this about him and his NBA career so far. They said, because they redraft. You know, Hoops Hype does the thing where they redraft years later based on how the player did in the NBA. And this guy fell only to number six.
Okay.
Okay, so he's not a bust. But he's not.
He's kind of a bust for where he was drafted, even though he's a decent player.
He's made $85 million.
Yeah.
They wrote, that's not to say he hasn't been a very good player since arriving in the NBA, but his poor finishing near the rim and his inconsistent outside shooting have prevented him from making the turn from good to great. Still, he hasn't been a bust by any means, and he's made a lot of money in his career, so there's no way he can be labeled a disappointment. He's just been surpassed by some other players in his draft class. The Blazers are the odds-on favorite to land the great, or perhaps the mid, the better than average, RJ Barrett.
All right!
Doesn't that sound like the Blazers?
That 100% sounds like it. And they're telling that he scores 20 a night and, you know, whatever. When's the last time RJ Barrett moved the needle for anybody? And I mean that, anybody.
So the Blazers are plus 205. Mm-hmm. The Wizards plus 260. The Nets plus 325. And the Suns plus 400. So it's anybody's game.
Sure.
But for some reason, the Blazers are
RJ Barrett is the he's the definition, like you said, of the he's just mid. He's fine. He's the definition of fine. If he is your fifth best player, fourth or fifth best player on a championship team, great. But like when he was in New York and was in Toronto, what did he mean? He means nothing for middling teams, and Portland is a middling team. So unless Portland is going to grab him and then in the next 2 years become a contender, stop with the RJ Barrett stuff. Why?
They say that the Raps may want to trade him and Emmanuel quickly for a significant roster upgrade.
So let me just get this straight. So again, the Toronto Raptors, who last time I checked,
the Raps,
not very good, correct?
Oh, I don't know what their record was.
Yeah, they're not good.
I don't follow them.
Yeah, the
what was their record?
The answer to that is not good. They didn't make the playoffs in the sorry ass East. So does that tell you something about where they were at?
30-52.
Yeah. So the sorry ass Toronto Raptors want to get rid of him to make significant roster upgrades. So they
sounds like a Blazer.
So they won 32 games. How many games did the Blazers win?
Oh.
36.
Okay. So we had four more wins than the Raptors, and we would like their player that has empty numbers and doesn't move the needle, and that's where we're going. Cool. Everybody
well,
awesome.
I don't know. I mean, look, there's nothing to say. To be fair to the Blazers, there's nothing that says that they want him. It's just that for some reason he's been the Blazers have been placed as the odds-on favorite to get him,
sure.
Which is very strange.
Yeah. And by the way,
but also not.
Yeah, he just this is you he's know I'm looking like, at his numbers. He's the he was the eighth in voting for Rookie of the Year, and he gives you 20 points a game and whatever. I guess that's why stats to me, like, there are so many guys like RJ Barrett in the NBA. There's just a ton of them that give you anywhere from 15 to 20 points a game and give you a handful of rebounds, handful of assists, and they just don't mean anything unless they're depth pieces. And my God, Portland has enough depth pieces. Can we try to find a way to acquire people that move the needle?
All right, coming up next, the race is off, unfortunately, on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, coming up in the club, a new trend in movies at the theater, which you like to go to the theater.
I do like to go to the theater.
There's a new trend. I wonder if you know about it or have done it. Hmm. So we'll get to that in the club hour on the Fan Sports. But first, I know you're very sad.
I am.
That Noah Lyles and Tyreek Hill will not be racing.
Two of the more unlikable figures in sports.
And it makes me sad.
Now, if I were to, before today, if I were to ask you, which one do you think will back out?
Yeah.
Who would you have chosen?
I would assume Tyreek Hill. I mean, he can't win this race. It's
And yet it was Noah Lyles.
Silly. I saw recently that Tyreek Hill, he entered some sort of, it was a professional race, a 100-meter race, and he ran a 10.15, which was a personal best. He had never run that before. He ran like in high school, I think a little bit in college. So he ran a 10.15, and he proceeded to troll Noah Lyles with his 10.15. Noah Lyles runs in the 9.7s. Like, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the difference between a 9.7 and a 9.8 and a 10.15, but yeah, that's a lot. And yet Tyreek Hill continues to troll. What, huh?
Well, he didn't back out. Lyles did.
Yeah.
Lyles said that we were very deep into creating the event. In fact, it was supposed to happen this weekend. Unfortunately, there were some things, complications, personal reasons. It just didn't come to pass. But we were full on. We were going to shut down New York's Times Square and everything. But it was going to be a lot of fun.
But if it was supposed to be this weekend, wouldn't we have heard about it by now?
I thought we did, but I don't
feel like we knew the Times Square detail or that it was this weekend. I think that like we just heard that there was a race
But if it was going to happen this weekend, I can assure you that by Tuesday or Wednesday, I guess today being Tuesday, someone would have been like, hey, by the way, this weekend we're run. They were going to announce it on Thursday. Hey, just FYI, come on. This wasn't happening this weekend. I don't know what your personal reasons are, but this thing was not close to happening. I would like to know what his personal reasons are, though, because he's not going to lose.
Like, well, he doesn't need this race. Like, no. I mean, I would have said Lyles would have been the one to back out because he just looks less bad for backing out.
Yeah,
Hill backing out. You're the one that called him out, so you can't back out. But Lyles he doesn't need this crap. He's like, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
He's the fastest man in the
world.
He's the 100-meter champ, right?
Yes. And I think he. No, he doesn't hold the world record. That's still Usain Bolt. But yeah, he won gold.
Well, he had Paris. The whole thing where he had COVID, and I think he lost one of his main two events probably because he had COVID.
I think he won the 100 meter and lost
the 200.
He finished like bronze or something with COVID.
But something like that.
Again, the amount of, we talked about this. The American male ego and what we think we can achieve is fascinating. But the idea that you run a 10.15 and you think you are going to beat someone that won the Olympics.
But weren't they going to change the race?
They were going to run a 50-meter.
Yeah.
But also,
which would have helped him.
Well, not really, because Lyles just won the world championships in the 60-meter. He's the best in the world.
I'm just saying, like, if Hill has any chance, it's the shorter, the better, right?
Yeah, but again, you're like, hey, I was a really fast high school athlete. I'm going to take on the world champion in the 60-meter dash. And I'm gonna, like, what? It's just, it's insane. It's insane that Tyreek Hill thinks that he can do this, which is why
it's insane.
This is why I said the male ego, especially of high-level athletes. This is like the guy from the NFL that thinks he can play in the NBA and the NBA guy that thinks he can play in the NFL and everyone thinks that they could go, you know, box or everyone thinks
or
they could go be an
MMA. Or the flag football guy
fight.
Who thinks he's better than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's just, it's all, dude, we're just, you're a moron. You are not going to beat the best in the world at something because you were good in another sport. Hey, I'm really fast in football. I think I can beat the Olympic champ in a race. No, you can't.
That attitude part of what makes them good at what they do, though?
Probably, yeah. To some degree, yes. That level. Anthony Edwards is always like doing that. He was the one that thought that he could get a point off of the table tennis.
The Olympics.
Yeah, I've played.
I see I'm a for game seven.
It's that sort of mentality.
Bring your ass.
That's why I used to love those Pros versus Joe show. I thought those were fun.
Yeah, they were.
And those were old, washed up pros. I would like to see Pro versus Joe's, but in the people in their
did you
the
see
prime
the,
of their careers.
That brings me to something We haven't talked about this, I don't think, on the air. Buck told me off the air, but did you see that there was a guy who played Oakmont the day after the U.S. Open?
Right now? Or
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the day following the final, and I think he's a Golf Channel analyst with a 0.6 handicap.
Was that Shane Bacon?
No, it was Newcomer, something like that.
Okay. 0.6 handicap. So he's basically a scratch golfer. Yes. Or no, will you say plus 0.6?
Yeah, he was a 0.6 handicap.
Okay, so almost a scratch golfer.
Scratch golfer.
Do you care to guess what he shot? He played their tees, I think, too.
Yeah.
Played their tees, and the hole placement would have been the same as they were on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm guessing I'm guessing he shot 90.
93.
Yeah.
23 over.
Yeah. 23 over.
Yeah.
And he was probably happy about it.
Yes. I think you take a 93 and you walk away with
it. Good little number.
The best 93 you've ever shot. But we all think that.
I don't.
No.
I've never thought that.
Well, and we've talked about this, but you know, the studies show that an American male thinks he can land an airplane. The American male
can't do that.
American male thinks that he could. What was it like? Fight a gorilla?
Can't do that.
You know, or you know that you know all those insane sort of things. It's
not there, this American male.
There may be nothing more powerful than the human ego. I got this. And it's also probably what gets people in trouble a lot. It leads to a lot of problems is no one wants to back down.
The ego is a complicated entity, is it not? I mean,
yeah, it is.
You know, you need one to.
Well, and pride, you know, kicks in a little bit. I mean, we all have it. We all have that little bit. We've all been doing something. You're telling me on a golf course, if you get someone and you're not taking it seriously, you get someone that starts talking a little less. You don't tell me that you get a little competitive juice. You're like, really?
Oh, instantly.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens.
That's like, when the tiger in me comes
there
out.
There you go. We all have it in our own little way.
Roar.
I guarantee Buck at some point during his sprint Clyde, someone either ran by you or
sprint try.
You at no point in that race did you have someone that you kind of looked at and were like, F this.
Dude, I'll just be doing laps in the pool. And if some old dude goes by me faster, I'm like, nuh-uh, not today. And I pick up the pace. Yeah, that happens.
I was riding my bike today and someone came by on a little, like a scooter and not like a Vespa, like a little just rinkety piece of crap scooter that was in the bike lane, and I was dinking around on my phone. I have a little mount on my handlebars, and the person gave me the world's worst meep 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 meep, and then like kind of went around me, and I was like, "What the hell is this?" And I immediately was like, "Well, f you,
nope, not happening,
for no reason whatsoever." My legs were tired, and I was like, "Yeah, this isn't happening," and I blew by him, and they made a point to keep going. Until they were like out of my sight line. Yeah. Why? Because I'm an idiot. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dumb male, you know, gorilla stuff in there. Like, yeah.
One of the elements of the race is they put the event that you're in, they give the like a abbreviation for it on one of your calves in marker and then your age on the other. So you know if you're passing or falling behind people on the race, whether they're in your event or not, and also how old they are. So, like, I'm running along, and I pass a dude who's 37 because I can see it on his calf. I'm like, hell yeah, that guy's younger than me, and I'm faster than him. But then you get dusted by, like, a 55-year-old on a bike, and you're like, crap.
Yep. Meow. By the way, 2-0 Florida Panthers.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's going down tonight.
But wait, you said that the other day. They were down 3-0, and they won.
Yep, never happened before in hockey and not going to happen again. The Florida Panthers are just better than the Edmonton Oilers.
What can I get Edmonton on for right now?
I bet
plus
you,
money?
I'll bet you are. it's going to be.
Can I get them for over 1,000?
Let's take a look. We'll get DraftKings.
For the game or for the series?
For the game.
I bet not over 1,000 for the game.
Because it's too early?
Yeah, there's a lot of. I mean, the first period's just ending, but I mean. It's going to be a significant
plus 475.
That's not enough for me.
Yeah. Wait till it's 3. Until it's 3-0.
Well, then it's like.
Yeah, then it's not happening. But yeah, you needed Edmonton to come out with a jump tonight, and you would think that there would be a pep in their step, knowing that they're up against the wall. But I've been watching this, and Florida's just better than they are. Period. They play harder. They skate better. They have much better goaltending. They're just better.
A new trend in movie going, Jace.
I do like going to the movies.
You do. I wonder if you've done this.
It involved popcorn in a hole.
What?
Well, the old the old hole in the bottom of the popcorn. I get it. We're just playing with men with holes.
Why do you got to go there? Why do you got to go there?
I'm like, that's not a new trend. God. That's an old trend.
Why are you going there?
It's an oldie but a goodie.
Why are you going there?
What?
We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.